Come on, everybody. Let's gather around and tell some stories before we go to bed. Oh, I know a story where everybody dies. Oh, come on. It's not Halloween. What about The Merchant of Venice? No. Why not? Okay, fine. What about Around the World in 80 Days? We listened to that one last year. I know. Do you know about the time when Saint Nick got sick and he had to be replaced? No! Tell us! Who replaced him? Well, listen and I will tell you. Once upon a time, shortly before December 6, Saint Nicholas got very sick. Santa Claus sent for the Easter Bunny to come and help. Hi, Easter Bunny. Thank you for coming so quickly. I have some terrible news. Tomorrow is Saint Nicholas's day, and he is terribly ill. He won't be able to deliver his presents to the world. That is terrible news indeed. What can we do? Well, since his gifts are small and light, I was thinking you might be able to deliver them instead. I'll do it, Santa, but I have a problem. I'm not used to running around in the snow. I'm afraid I'll catch a cold myself. How about letting me borrow your reindeer and sleigh just this time? Well, I hate to say no, but my reindeer are currently training to be in top shape for Christmas. But I have an idea. I'm sure we can borrow some from the Grinch, since he's not using his for anything at the moment. But wait, stop here. Why would Santa go to meet the Grinch? Doesn't Santa know that the Grinch hates him? He sure knows, but Santa and the bunny have no other choice. What happens next? I'm dying to know. I'll tell you. Santa and the Easter bunny go to the Grinch's house. Well. What brings you here, Mr. Santa Claus? I come to ask if you wouldn't mind me borrowing some of your reindeer for my friend here. You see, Saint Nick is sick, and the Easter Bunny needs some help if he is to deliver the presents instead. Look, we're not the best of friends, but since it is for a good cause, I will help. I will show you that I too can be kind and generous. But just to make things more interesting, I have a condition to make. Go on. I'll lend you my reindeer for exactly 24 hours. If you do not return them to me on time, you must pay me a pound of your fat. And you must agree that I can cut it from any part of your body that I want.
Don't sign that bond, Santa. The Grinch is trying to harm you.
Don't worry. The reindeer are fast, and they will pull you in my magic sleigh. We will return the reindeer on time. So, Santa signs the bond, and together they return to the workshop where the elves are packing Saint Nick's gifts.
Hurry up, everyone! The bunny is on a tight schedule. Make sure the presents are nicely wrapped.
Oh my, so many things to do!
Enough with the chatter. Let's focus on our work.
And so, the bunny is ready to deliver the presents. The reindeer are ready to go, led by none other than Rudolph himself.
It's almost time to deliver gifts. Get ready, everyone.
We have to work all night long to deliver all these gifts. But after that, we can have a long rest.
That sounds good. Let's work hard for our break. Let's do it together, everyone.
Oh my, these gifts are so very heavy.
Will the Easter Bunny know the way?
Have any of you worked with him before? I hope we won't get lost.
Easter Bunny! Easter Bunny! Santa told me all about your mission. I want to help. I will lead the sleigh tonight.
Oh, thank you, Rudolph. Let's go then. No time to lose. And so,
the Easter Bunny left to deliver the gifts. He went to Europe, the Americas, Africa, and finally he came to Asia.
Look! Whoa! It's the Easter Bunny! I can't believe it!
Yes, it's me all right, but I'm in so much trouble.
Why, Easter Bunny? What's wrong? Can we help?
Well, I almost finished delivering the presents, and all in good time too. But here, in your big city, I got stuck in these horrible traffic jams you have. And now I will be late.
Oh no, the bond.
Yes, Santa has to give a pound of fat to the Grinch. There's no way I can get back in time.
There must be something we can do.
Let's go help Santa, everyone.
We can't let Santa lose weight.
What are we waiting for? An invitation to the sleigh. Let me get this right, Grinch. You say that Santa here owes you a pound of his fat for not returning your reindeer. That is correct.
Your Honor, I have here the reindeer Santa borrowed. I'm returning them now. And as a bonus, I'm also offering this 1 pound, one-of-a-kind, pure chocolate egg.
It is as he says. 7 reindeer and 1 1-pound pure chocolate egg.
Well, Grinch, are you satisfied?
No, I am not. A bond is a bond. The reindeer were not returned on time. I demand justice.
Tell me something. Why are you being so unkind to Santa?
Can't you forgive him and show him mercy?
Unkind? How come?
Can't you forget the pound of fat?
That is a very delicious looking chocolate egg the bunny is offering you.
No way. No, 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 and no. Santa signed the bond saying the reindeer will be returned to me on time. They were not. Therefore, I am entitled to a pound of his fat.
How will we help Santa? I don't know, but we must hurry.
We could tell everyone what a kind man Santa is.
But it's not good enough. The Grinch has a point. The law is the law.
Too bad you didn't want to listen to my story.
You have an idea? Say something. We need to do something now.
Okay, okay. Do you remember The Merchant of Venice? The story Mr. Russ taught us in the first semester?
Yeah, but... Oh! Your Honor, can I have a look at the bond?
Grinch, it is indeed true that Santa owes you a pound of fat. And the law is very clear.
Oh, wise children.
However, the reindeer were returned, and interest was paid.
Does that not please you?
No. I want what is mine to have. The law is the law.
Indeed it is. The pound of fat is rightfully yours.
I'm so sorry, Santa.
How do you plan on taking what is rightfully yours?
With this here icicle.
Santa, I'm afraid the Grinch is right. The law is the law.
Oh, wise child. Magnificent child.
Wait!
The bond only says a pound of fat. No blood at all. Not one drop.
What a clever child.
Go on then, Grinch. Take your pound of fat. But if you spill any blood, your life and all your things will be forfeited.
Your Honor?
That is the case. The bond is clear. 1 pound of fat. No blood.
Oh, clever kid. Magnificent child.
I'll take my reindeer and the chocolate egg and leave you all to rot.
Not so fast, Grinch. Because you tried to kill Santa, you will not get the egg. And half the reindeer will go to Santa Claus. The other half will be given to the Easter Bunny. And you shall forever work to help Santa make presents for children.
The law is the law.
Mercy, Your Honor! Mercy!
Ho, 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 ho! Your Honor, I forgive the Grinch. And with your permission, I will let the Grinch keep his reindeer. It is Christmas Eve, after all. And here, Grinch, have this chocolate egg, too. Maybe this wonderful chocolate will sweeten you up and make you kinder in the future. If that is your wish, Grinch, I hope you learned something today. You are free to go. The court is adjourned. I'm so sorry, Santa. You almost lost your fat because of me. Don't worry, my friend. It's all over now. And so the story ends. Santa kept his fat, and the Grinch learned the meaning of Christmas.